Today is a auspicious day of Buddha's birth, enlightenment, and Parinirvana day. We call it a Saradhava. Saradhava means one of the star name which we Tibetan put in the month of this month. When the star that comes at that time, Buddha has enlightened and birth and Parinirvana day. So we celebrate this as a very special day, and this is the kind of according to the Tibetan calendar. So most of the Tibetan Buddhism people celebrate whole month as a special auspicious day, and they do, even the lay people also do the whole month as a special, and they have teaching mantra and such a virtuous activities in this whole month. So I'm happy to share some dharma in this very auspicious day. Hope and for in my motivation in this talk have some benefit for you. So first I homage to the Buddha. So today I'm going to talk about this taming the mind. All the Buddha's teachings are dedicated to subdue or taming the mind and bring out the inner wisdom. And as Buddha said that, Buddha said, doing no evils whatsoever, practice virtue perfectly, tame your mind completely. This is the teaching of Buddha. So in these verses, the first two lines, doing no evils and the practice virtue, this is the action that created by our mind. And Buddha said to taming the mind is very important. So it says that this tame the mind completely. So in the Buddha's teaching, we call it as a dharma in Sanskrit. And dharma means to protect from suffering and its cost. And it leads to the liberation from the suffering or liberation from the samsara. So dharma means to remove the ignorance or affliction and bring or reveal the wisdom. So in Tibetan, we call it chit. Chit means change or to transform from, transform. My pronunciation sometimes is very difficult. So if you don't understand, then when the question answer, you can ask. Transform. It means a transform, chit means transform or a change that negative mind into positive. So transform the mind. So, and also dharma is the way to achieve peace, harmony, and a mind of gentleness. So why did Buddha taught to tame the mind? And what is the purpose of the taming the mind? So everyone wants a happiness, and no one wants suffering. So through taming the mind, we obtain inner peace of long-lasting mind. There's a long-lasting happiness. So mind is the creator of every action, non-virtual and virtuous actions. So one question, do our mind, I act myself, do my mind, we can examine our mind, do my mind attained or untamed? So we are still not well behaved. Our mind is still not behaved because we are getting into the disturbing emotion, and that's why we have, sometimes we are happy, then other times we have upset or unhappy. So that's why it's untamed, because we have afflictive or negative thoughts, like we have anger, hatred, and jealousy, like greed. That's why jealousy, that makes us unwholesome action. So these unwholesome actions are like killing, stealing, and sexual misconduct, and lying, and divisive speech, and harsh word, and useless speech, and covetousness, and wrong view. So these negative or these non-virtuous actions create us in suffering. So that's why Buddha told, or Buddha instructed us to not doing the evils. So if you recognize our suffering and it causes, then we are willing, or we want to overcome it. So these negative emotions will lead to harm others and one's ourselves unhealthy. So scientists said that negative emotion like anger, hatred, jealousy, these eat us, our immune system. So we have to avoid these negative things. So all the, and also, Buddha said, our negative thoughts also comes from our mind, and our positive will change our negative thoughts. So Buddha said that you will not punish for your anger. You will be punished by your anger. So if we not recognize these things, then we are punishing ourselves by negative emotion, negative thoughts. So All these sufferings are manifestations of the cause that we ourselves created. And suffering is caused by negative thoughts and confusion. And also Buddha said, we are our own master and master protector, and we are our own enemy, because we are our own protector, if we change our negative things and negative things, then we can protect ourselves. So if we let go of this negative, and it will more and more and make us suffering. So that's why Buddha said we are our own protector, and we are our protector or our own enemy. So that if we not avoid this, abandoned these negative things, then we can hurt ourselves. So avoid, we must avoid the 10 virtues, 10 negative, 10 non-virtuous action. So the virtuous actions are opposite of the non-virtuous. So virtuous activities are like protecting the lives and practicing generosity and maintaining moral ethics, speaking truth, harmonizing those who are unfriendly, and speaking politely and peacefully, and speaking meaningfully, and practicing the reductions of attachment and development of contentment, practicing loving kindness and right view. So right view means to understanding the impermanence and cause and effect and interdependence. So the result of the accumulations of virtuous actions is happiness. So for example, if we grow the apples tree, then it comes the apple, not the lemon. So if we create a virtuous, then it will be happy. We will be happy, not one. So every action has its own result. So it's very important to mindfulness every time, because in general, in our own daily lives, without the mindfulness, we can't, whatever we do, it can't work. So we need the mindfulness and awareness. if we aspire to liberate from suffering, we must perseverance our virtuous activity without lazy and distraction. So everything we experience, whether happy or suffering, are the result and cause, result of cause and conditions related to our state of mind. So the mind produces our experience and perception. So it is important to tame the mind, because the mind is the basis of speech and our action. Buddha said, "It is like mind is like a king, and the body and speech are like a servant." So if the mind wants to do something, the body and speech will follow. So if the mind is not satisfied no matter it looks whatever outside it look nice, the body and speech will refuse it. So I will tell you one example, which is real, how mind is powerful. In our monastery, one of our secretary's wife, she went with her sister to check up in the hospital, and with the whole body checkup, and then after a few days, she had a next terrible sore, and it was very terrible sore and pain, and she went to the hospital and have some checkup and medicine. They gave medicine, and then she went to X-ray part. Then she, after having the medicine, she was recovered. Then after 2 days, she had to take the report from the X-ray. When she went back, she said her real medicine, neck medicine, was left over there, and she had some other medicine, wrong medicine. Even though he had this wrong medicine, her neck was recovered. So that means it, mind is so powerful that it was recovered without the real one, real medicine. So if the mind is not untamed and body is tamed, it will not longer. So I will tell you one example about at the Buddha time, at the Buddha time, there was a king called Rapsa, and he got a very elegant white elephant and untamed elephant. And he asked his minister to call an elephant tamer, and then elephant tamer, they called an elephant tamer and then tamed that elephant. And then after taming the elephant, then the king and the elephant tamer ride on the elephant, and then they went to the hunting in the forest. And when the elephant smelled the female elephant, then the elephant was mad and chase the female elephant and run like mad. So then the king and the elephant tamer was danger in their life. Then later they caught the branches, and they saved their life. So then the king said to the elephant tamer that you have not tamed the elephant. Then the elephant tamer said that I tamed his body, not his mind. So then king said, then who is the mind tamer? Then suddenly this celestial beings, they said that The elephant and the mind chamber is the mind and body. Body chamber is Buddha, and then they told about the Buddha's many eons benefiting the benefiting the beings, and then the king heard this Buddha's benefiting the beings, and then he was devoted to the Buddha, and he went to see, and he went to listen his teaching, and he was the one of the main disciple of the Buddha. So if we tame the mind, then if we tame the mind, then our mind will be rest and clearly, then our experience also be relaxed. So when the mind is not, when the mind is not controlled, uncontrolled, then our body and action will be uncontrolled. So until we tame the mind, the experience of joy will not lasting, as I told you that about the elephant. So it is only by taming the mind, taming the mind, that we are truly understand ourselves and others' ultimate peace of joy. So how can we tame the mind? So through training our mind with meditation and constant effort, we can change our mental perception, our mental attitude. So this can be a differences, real difference on our lives. So we must keep looking within, examine oneself. So not look outside, we have to look in inner our mind, in inside our mind. So when we get angry, or when we get some hatred like that, then we can examine ourselves as at that time what experience we get. Do we get peace at that time when we get angry, or when we get hatred or something like that? We didn't get peace and happy. So when we have a positive, like compassionate mind, at that time, positive thinking, at that time, how we feel. So we have to examine, or we have to analyze ourselves, our experience, and then choose the, we have to choose or practice the right one. So negative thoughts will not give us, when the negative thought arises, we have no calm and peace, and that's why so we have to change our feeling with a positive. It will give us calm and peace, and friendly with others. So changing our thinking, way of thinking, will bring us happiness. So our nature of mind, our nature of mind is calm and clear and compassionate. So it was obscured obscured by the affliction emotion. So we must cultivate the method of loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta and wisdom. So bodhicitta is the actual manifestation of loving kindness and compassion for all beings. So compassion means is the beneficial thoughts of helping others, sentient beings. It arises when we see the misery and pain of others, and we feel in our mind, in our heart, that we want to remove that suffering. So pure compassion has the power to remove our obscuration or obstacle to the enlightenment. The Buddha said many times that compassion is the tools of removing the ignorance and increasing the wisdom. So I will tell you one example how the compassion is powerful. It is one great scholar of Nalanda tradition who is called Asanga. He born in 500 years after the Buddha. He was a great scholar of Nalanda University. He had a doubt of some teachings, and he asked many accomplished masters, but he didn't remove his doubt. So later he thought that he wanted to visualize the Maitreya Buddha through meditation power. So he takes some instruction and empowerment, and he went to retreat. And then he did a 3 years retreat, but there is no sign of seeing the Maitreya Buddha. Then he was discouraged, and he came out from the retreat, and later he saw when he passed through the road, and he saw that some people are gathering there. And when he see there, the one man is rubbing the iron, and he said that he proved that he is making a needle. And when Asanga see that example, and he was encouraged, and he went again to the retreat for a second 3 years retreat. Then he stayed for 3 years retreat, and he didn't see the Maitreya Buddha, but he had a dream of Maitreya Buddha. But again he was hopeless, and he came out, and he saw in the way, he saw a rock dripping, water dripping on the rock. But the rock was hold by the dripping water. And seeing this example, he was encouraged, and then he again went to the 3 years retreat. So he didn't see the material Buddha, but he had good dreams of material Buddha and her, and some good signs. And then he had a 12 years retreat, but he, even though he didn't see the material Buddha, then he was hopeless, and he came out from the retreat. And then when he passed through the town, then he saw a dog with a wounded dog in the wound, kind of wound that they had flea and maggot, and the wound was very terrible. And when he saw this dog, he had great compassion on that dog. But he think that if he take out this maggot, then the maggot will be die. So he was very, very great compassion on that and dog. And then he went to the town to take buy a knife. Then he came to take a knife and cut his flesh from the thigh, and he think that he will put this maggot on this flesh. But when he think that if he take this maggot in her hand, then the maggot is very tender and it will be die. So he think to lick that maggot and put on this flesh. So he was very compassionate on that. And then when he closed his eyes and take the maggot from this dog wound, but his tongue was not rich in the in his wound. Again, he tried two, three times, but he didn't reach this the wound. And he touched his tongue on the ground. Then he opened his eyes and see the dog was dog was not there. Dog was disappeared. So he saw the material Buddha because of his great compassionate. He saw the power to see the Buddha, material Buddha. Then he was very happy and upset because he told material Buddha that he did 12 years retreat, but he didn't see. But material Buddha said, "I am not. I am compassionate on you, but you have obscured by the affliction, so that's why you didn't see me. When you were first retreat, at that time I was with you. So if you not believe me, then we will go together in the market and see who will see." Then Asanga and material Buddha went together and to the market. But Asanga said that asked the people in the market that who is with me, but people will not see material Buddha. because of this afflictive afflictive and kind of oscillation. So, and also the compassionate is very powerful that Buddha say again and again. And Buddha said, praised that the quality of love and compassion, praised the quality of love and compassion again and again. He said, if you practice true love and compassion for even 1 minute, it will bring enormous benefit. And if compassionate and compassionate behavior become your way of life, it will lead directly to enlightenment. And Guru Rinpoche, Guru Padma Sambhava, he said that without compassion, Dharma practice will not bring fruits. And in fact, without compassionate, your practice will become rotten. So, how can we practice the compassionate mind and loving kindness? So there are two ways, which is said by the Nagarjuna, the great scholar, and others is said by Asanga. So I will tell you about the Nagarjuna, the way of the method of this practice. So Nagarjuna said, when we practice the compassionate mind or our loving kindness, we think all human beings as our own mother. Our mother is very dear, and without our mother, we can't survive. So we can think about the mother's kindness, and mother's kindness and struggling. We have things like that. So all sentient beings are our mother, because we are reborn in this samsara. We have many, when we reborn, we have depend on our mothers. So everything is depending. When we born, we are hopeless, and we have no clothes, no, everything is depend on the other beings. So thinking like that, we have to have the compassionate mind and loving kindness. So our Gyoba Jigden Sungun said that compassionate mind is like when the mother see their children, she feels that my child will be happy forever, like that. So we have to like this, we have to practice the compassionate on for every beings. Compassionate, the loving kindness, loving. So, for a compassionate mind, when we see the leprosy or some terrible pain, we feel we have a feeling of helping that people. We feel like that. So when we see the leprosy or leprosy people, we feel our inner mind that we can help these people like that. So so Asanga's practice is like all sentient beings are equal. When we help to people, they will help, because it says that we have to take example from our side. Because some people, if some people help me, I am happy, and when I help them, they are of course happy, because we are equal. If somebody harms me, I will be suffering. So like me, the others are the same. So practicing like that, and then we have to increase this. First, we equalize this practice, and then if you have a stable practice on that, then we can exchange this practice. Like my happiness will be go to the other suffering sentient being, and this suffering will take myself like that. We have to think like that. And also Buddha said that you should use yourself as an example, just as you do not want to harm in the same way. So no one wants to be harmed. So to reduce the other's suffering, we try to have compassionate mind. So we try to develop unconditional to everyone. We try to open our heart and with compassionate as compassionate and love, as well as those qualities as generosity, patience, and extend from a loving kindness. So training the mind involves enhancing the virtuous quality and diminishing non-virtuous tendency. So we need to continue practice with joyful effort and mindfulness. Through wisdom, we have ability to discern or differentiate between what to adapt and what to discard. So through wisdom, we can understand the impermanent and cause and condition and interdependence and nature of reality. So with wisdom, we can eliminate the root cause of suffering, that is ignorance. So the source of taming the mind is loving kindness and wisdom. So we must purify the disturbing emotion in our most crucial activities. So put our all effort in mixing our mind with Dharma. So Buddha said, we are, I have shown you a path to liberation, and the liberation is on your hand. And Shantideva said, in this life we have the opportunity, we have the responsibility, we have the ability to decide and determine what future lives will be. We should train our mind so that our lives will not be wasted, not even for a month or a day, for prepare for the moment of death. So if any question, then sorry, fine.
Questions?
Thank you so much for teaching.